The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Passover of the Jews was near, which was a big deal for the Jews. They usually rehearse and remember their divine rescue from Egyptian slavery. That was a day that is ingrained in the minds of the children of Israel. As it was customary, Jesus would often be found in Capernaum, often teaching about the kingdom of God. And on this particular time of our scripture, he had spent a few days with his mother and brothers, and he went to Jerusalem in the temple. The idea was that the people of God would gather in the temple, pursuing holiness and purity in front of a holy God, so that God would vindicate them. Remember that they were conquered by the Romans. Part of many people who were there were praying, "Lord, look at how many taxes we pay. Look at these are real issues that we are really on our hearts," and they were bringing those issues to God. So as a part of the Passover celebrations, there were also a meal called the matzah. It was made of flour and water without any yeast, because they were remembering those days when they didn't have time to use the yeast, and God has specific instructions of what to do in those days that they were being rescued from Egyptian slavery. And so basically what they ate was very meager rations, because they had to remember that poverty and hardship that they had endured. And when Jesus got to the temple, it was business as usual for Israel leaders. The very reason to come to the temple was compromised. There were lots of things going on. I don't know when that started, but it was probably very different from what Jesus found in the temple. There were cattle and sheep and doves and people talking and animals, cattle. Can you get a picture? The noise and the people changing money. "I want a dove, I want a cow. Not that much money, I want this much." And at the same time, people are in the temple praying. Can you understand the chaos? And I don't even know whether these Israel leaders understood that how far they had gone until Jesus got there and pointed it out. And he was saying, "Respect my father's house." I must admit that I did not see how I or we can also be in that role of the money changers in the temple. Figure this out. Think about it. If it is business as usual, it looks normal, and it's accepted widely and does not help anyone's relationship with God improve, then it's worth being thrown out. Think about it. What is it that we so used to do and we think it's okay that actually, if you look closely, it might not really improve your relationship with God? Can we find stuff? Can we find stuff? Then it's worth being thrown out. You see, the moment we stop worshiping the God of Israel, our Creator, we begin to use that space where God is no longer to worship other gods. And in what way was God not clear when he told us through Moses, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. You shall not have other gods before me, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." It couldn't possibly be any clearer than that. But we fall into the same trap all the time. And Jesus comes to meet us at our business as usual level. I don't know how far we have moved, how far from God we have moved, but wherever we are, that's where Jesus wants to meet us. And he wants to level with us. And he wants to ask us, what is it that we are still holding on to that needs to be thrown out? His wish for us is to return to our first love for God. And I pray that we sincerely do and respect our Father's house. Perhaps in our business as usual life, we have failed to see how gradually, little by little, we have stepped out of the purposes of God and did our own thing, did our own thinking. Hey, let's add some more. Let's add this thing again. And then we did not see how far we have gone from the basic spiritual life. How simple God called you. What else did you need? All those things we've added that probably has chocked some of our spiritual lives. One of those can be our pride. It can be tough to get off one's own horse. And of course, the Jewish leaders took it personally that Jesus chased away the money changers. And in their pride, they asked, and I will paraphrase, "How can we know you are the genuine, like the real deal?" Meaning, how can we trust that you are qualified to do this? And Jesus responded with a charade, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." They didn't get it. But John explained that Jesus meant his own body, that he would be killed and be raised to life again in 3 days. He is the resurrection and the life. The same God of Israel that came to redeem humanity, to redeem us from our prides, to cleanse us from our unrighteousness and all our nonsense, both that we know and that we don't know. He came to cleanse our temples, to clean us up. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God wanted to restore the house, his house, to its glory. It also a symbol for us of our own cleansing into the way that God has created us to be. So today, you are invited to an introspect exercise and to think deeply. What needs to be cleansed in me? What's been unhelpful to my relationship with God? Throw it out. It could be my pride, my sinful affection and tendencies. Throw it out this Lenten season. We need to allow space for God's love, for God's grace and forgiveness to wash over you and your family. Allow the Holy Spirit every day to inspire you in ways in which you could draw closer and closer to God and respect our Father's house. Amen.